Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and a couple of news stories that kind of hang together and will create mental frustration for you because the answers that you want to give on one will kind of run you into trouble on the other one. You know, this is, I get to play, you know, mischievous philosopher this morning on this one. So let's start with maybe the slightly easier one. I don't know. We'll just start with the one that's the most current. That's where I'm going to go. The headline from Florida Politics, 11th Circuit Court upholds Miami-Dade firing a former media aide over an anti-LGBTQ column. That's just a reading of the headline, not an endorsement by me of the holy acronym string configuration that was used there. Federal Appeals Court sided with the county in its 2021 firing of an employee. His name was John Labriola, ruling the government's interest in maintaining an efficient, inclusive workplace outweighed his claim that his free speech and religious rights were violated when he was fired after writing a transphobic and anti-gay opinion column. Now, I'm always suspicious of transphobic as a word because it's a slur that gets used on anybody who doesn't fully embrace the pro-gay, pro-trans, pro-acronym rainbow agenda. But I will say in this case, it might be appropriate. I read on. In a unanimous decision... Shouldn't it be an unanimous, whatever. In a unanimous decision, three-judge panel, 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, rejected his First Amendment lawsuit, finding that his inflammatory piece, published in a pretty obscure paper that I think has now gone defunct, which described transgender individuals as part of a tranny tyranny and as being homosexual pedophiles in a dress, and that him writing this and then the office sharing it around with each other disrupted office operations and undermined his working relationship with colleagues. Again, this is as an employee of the city or county. Is Miami-Dade consolidated? I always forget. I want to say they are. He served as a communications specialist. So he's in the press shop for Miami-Dade. For the commission from 06 to 21, he published the article in March of 21. In a fringe newsletter, the now defunct, Sophie Publishing House based in Homestead. He also continued to write, attacking the Federal Equality Act, included graphic derogatory language describing the people and drag performers at one point, writing, quote, "It's going to be a choice of either baking that sodomy cake and hiring the scary-looking child-molesting tranny with a beard or being drowned in legal bills and driven out of business." So, you think this is a fireable? The question is not, would you fire him? The question is, do you think he has a First Amendment case against being fired for writing stuff like this? Now, you know where I am, like, ethically, politically on these subjects. It doesn't really bother me that he got fired for this. Andrew, I thought you believed in free speech. I thought you believed in traditional morality. Don't you do your transgressors? Yeah. But I understand when somebody's obnoxious, when they say things that are extraordinarily offensive. Well, doesn't the First Amendment protect that? It does, to a degree. And doing it privately as opposed to at work does protect him. But he's in the communication shop, in the political entity, saying some pretty outrageous things. You know, outrageous variations on things maybe I would say, but he's saying it in the most incendiary way. And I think if you're an employer, you take that into account. And they by the way, part of the firing wasn't just a, hey, you wrote this, you're fired. It was, hey, you wrote this, we need to give you some sensitivity training, which he refused. And then they fired him. And then, oh, he started a GoFundMe. How much money did he get?
$5.
$10.
$10. $10.
$10. Because, you know, I used to have this, I try to teach people this concept that if you're going to stand up for, say, traditional values or your Christian beliefs or whatever, okay? Like, say, in class, you know, you want to object to something that you're being taught. Let's say you don't believe in evolution. You want to raise an objection. If you're an F or D student, just keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
Shut up. But if you're an A student on the honor roll and you can be diplomatic, do so. Similar problem here. If you make yourself hateful, horrid, despicable, you're not helping. And you can't really be that surprised. You say, Andrew, are you saying that people can get fired for their beliefs expressed in private? Generally, no. But sometimes, yes. And depending on the role you have and depending on for whom you work, yeah, which is exactly what the court ruled. I mean, the court basically said, well, you know, generally speaking, you would have a First Amendment. Generally speaking, doing it privately. But there are limits to all of these matters. As the judge, Kevin Newsom, says, to put it mildly, the opinion piece was disrespectful, demeaning, rude, and insulting. And based on the shock and appall of his coworkers, it was clearly perceived that way at the office. Now, if he'd been working as a janitor, you know, or if he'd been working as, I don't know, the maintenance person and wasn't in the communication shop, or if he had written it in an even mildly more tactful way, I could well be on his side. But for this, dude, dude, and, you know, it's just everything is a balancing matter, right? By the way, just as a sort of an FYI, he ran for Inverness City Council, lost by 15 points, gaining notoriety for opposing pride-related initiatives. That's no big deal. And also accusing a city event organizer of being a witch.
It only gets better. I mean, come on. You know, it's only getting better.
Yes, your belief in constitutional rights is always tested at the extreme, at the fringe. That's true. It's always the harder case, right? Because you don't have to protect people that people like speaking, right? That's true. Still, there are places where you're like, yeah, no, you lost me at, what was the expression? You lost me at tranny tyranny. You lost me at, the funny thing is, and then he had to fight this with legal bills being driven out of business, which he actually said would be a warning. So anyway, all right, John Pickens has got traffic on, oh, I didn't tell you the other case in a minute. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays there. If you are on Davis Highway traveling southbound toward Olive Road, there's just a minor 5 to 7 minute delay just due to congestion in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality cars. And they get that you don't probably like to shop for a car. Most people don't. It's annoying, and you are always on guard, and you feel like, you know, somebody's trying to take advantage of you or get one over on you or whatever. And it never feels comfortable. It always feels, you know, awkward and painful and icky, okay, which is why people don't like it. At Frontier, they get that, and they try to make that not be the case. They try to, you know, be straight, be upfront, make it easy, you know, no pressure. Here's the information. Do you want to buy the car? You know, like, it's just that way. I know because I bought a fair number of cars, and I had the easiest, best, most comfortable experience I've ever had buying one at Frontier Motors. It was fantastic. Honestly, we went in looking to just test drive a car, and 2 days later or a day later, you know, we left buying a car that we hadn't intended to buy, but because it was so easy and the price was so good and they were so excellent, and it was the right car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, I told you there was a second case, one that when, you know, whatever your answer was on case one, you kind of would be pressed on case two, and that's because I like to mess with you. It's my job as a teacher and a philosopher. Case number two, Tallahassee, again, Florida, see? A divided federal appeals court found that a 2023 Florida law backed that Florida 2023 law that requires teachers to use pronouns that align with the sex assigned at birth. So you have to say, I hate that expression, sex assigned at birth, but whatever. Just say their body sex, okay? So if born a boy, got to say he, him. You know, born a girl, got to say she, her, even though that might not be what they identify with or prefer to be called. Rejecting arguments that this law, again, from 2023, violated First Amendment rights of a transgender teacher in Hillsborough County. The teacher's transgender, uses and wants to be, have used, but mostly uses the wrong, if you want to call it, non-biological pronouns, and then got told you can't do that and, you know, getting terminated and then fired over and then, you know, sued over that. The majority opinion ruling that, yeah, the state, it's state speech. When teachers talk, they're speaking on behalf of the state to some degree. Therefore, there are some limits. Not, again, full limits, but some limits. And if you're going to say these things, well, we don't want you to say these things. The court held that Wood identifying herself, that's born man, adult identifying as female, identified herself to students in the classroom using Ms. and the pronouns she, her, and hers, that she was doing so as a government employee, not as a private citizen, Judge Kevin Newsom explaining. In the dissent, so the question is, can you require that somebody who does not identify as male still use he, him in their self-descriptions to the students? That's the question, right? Which the state law says they must, and this was the suit. Judge Alberto Jordan says in dissent, we should be wary of holding that everything that happens in a classroom constitutes government speech outside the ambit of the First Amendment. In other words, be cautious when the government tells teachers what they have to say and what they can and can't say. Those who wield the power of government today are on one side of the gender and culture wars, will be the ones at risk of being compelled to speak against their beliefs or silenced when their opponents are in charge. His opinion will then not look as attractive. So the case you want to think about here is, if you think that this teacher was correctly sanctioned for using the what you might call the wrong pronouns, do you think that the teacher in some other state where they have the exact opposite law, where you must refer to, for example, a transgender student with the pronouns they prefer, even though you do not believe that that's the appropriate thing to do, do you believe that it would be okay for New Jersey or New York to fire that person when they have a different law on the books compared to Florida? That's the question, right? And, you know, when you think this through, I think you kind of either have to say yes in both cases or no in both cases, right? I say yes in both cases. I don't like the idea of getting fired for refusing to obey the pronoun laws in New York. I kind of wish people wouldn't have to make these rules in Florida. I don't particularly like having to make a rule about it, but I don't like having the teacher perpetuate their trans identity dogma in the classroom to kids. And that's a distinction that each state can make for itself. We don't have a federal law about this because the Constitution doesn't give us the power to make a federal law about this. There is one distinction, a little bit, which is the religious person who teaches in New Jersey might be able to make the claim, you're violating my religious freedom by forcing me to deny that there are two genders that you're born into. I don't think the teacher in Florida who is arguing for using the alternate gender has that same argument to be made. You know, the Constitution protects religion. It doesn't protect just non-religious beliefs. So you might have that going on. That's now a religion argument, not a speech argument. But it's a complicated case. And the tendency is to say, if you believe in the transgender stuff, then to say, this is outrageous. And if you oppose the transgender stuff, to say, this is fantastic. And I just, you know, want you to think it through just a little bit more than that. Somebody says that the dissenting justice, Jordan, says, if the majority opinion is right, and I do not think it is, Florida can require that married female teachers use the last name of their husbands, even if they have chosen to keep their maiden name. Because you're expressing a view about naming that is at odds with the convention of submitting to the authority of your husband and taking his name, right? Or not, if they wanted to, okay? Because it declares a matter of state policy, it does not like female teachers to appear to students to be independent of their husbands, theoretically. He says it can demand that unmarried female teachers use Miss. He says Mrs. I think he meant Miss instead of Ms. in the classroom because that carries content. It could require all teachers to call themselves Teacher Smith in the classroom instead of using their actual last names because it declares a matter of state policy that pedagogically individuality is bad. That's kind of a stretch, but you see where they're going. Like, it's one thing to side with the state on this matter of gender, but what about the other cases? Which is always, as a law, what you have to consider is what about these extreme cases? So he says, if these possibilities sound First Amendment crazy, it's because they are. so complicated. You want to be a judge? It's complicated. 824 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've had a name change of one of our longtime advertisers. Torgerson Causey is now Torgerson Consulting, so don't get confused. Same acronym, so it's still, you know, tcbenefitsgroup.com, which is nice. But they are the employee benefits agency here locally. They help us at Cat Country and News Radio. They're fantastic. We've been using them for about 4 years. They do, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, all of that stuff. And they're great at it. I mean, they gave us choices and plans we didn't have and better options. And I know that every year, whenever we get new options, it's always like the best available. They're not miracle workers. The market is what it is, but they make the best of it. And they're great at answering questions and come with good information. And I, you know, my wife approves. She's an industrial engineer. She's very hard approval yes to get, and she definitely thumbs up for them. More than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. If you need help in this area, give them a call, no obligation, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Traffic on the fives, John Pickens.
That's right, no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 look good. Highway 90, 98 are flowing smoothly. If you're on Davis Highway southbound heading toward Olive Road, you're going to see some minor delays, just congestion in that area, but be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When the power goes out, will your home be ready? With a whole house generator from DeFranco Gas, you'll keep the lights on, the fridge running, and your family comfortable, no matter what the weather brings. DeFranco Gas offers expert sales, installation, and service on top quality whole house generators. Save even more with the Pensacola Energy Gas Rebate. Don't wait for the next outage. Call DeFranco Gas today, your local generator experts and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Fuel your peace of mind and find them at DeFrancoGas.com.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbein Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbein Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, man. I love the modern Dark Knight because I'm a big fan of the Frank Miller graphic novels, but, you know, I also love the classic, the old Adam West, and Nirvana, Love Buzz, by the way, if you don't know the song. It's a great song. 628 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. We got a relatively new advertiser on the show that I want to tell you about for a second, Quality Roofing Solutions. And look, if you need a roof, you need a roof, okay? But you want a roof that's installed and built by somebody who really knows what they're doing. They've been doing it for a while. They're not brand new. 19 years in the market since 2006. Brian's the founder. And they just really believe in doing all the little things right. Like, for instance, okay, they're going to take a ton of photos, like a couple hundred photos before and after. And you might think, well, why do I need that? Well, if you have to prove to your insurance because something happens. Or just so that you can see it documented that it was done well and done properly. But that's available to you as a customer. It's online. They store it, so it's available to you all the time. No problem. That, you know, that's great for if there happens to be a storm. It's good for your insurance claim if you have to file one. They have done thousands and thousands and thousands of roof replacements here locally, and they have a 4.9 on Google. I mean, that's 4.9. Like, nobody has a 4.9 with about 1,000 ratings. So they call you back. You know, little things. They call you back. They talk to you like you're a homeowner instead of an expert in the industry. And then they just do the work well, and they're invested in the community. So anyway, QualityRoofingSolutions.com, great company, 777-0961 if you have a question or you want to get a roof done. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline for us. David?
Well, federal authorities say the immigration crackdown is going to continue in Los Angeles. That comes after Monday's massive show of force in MacArthur Park. Agents will be continuing their efforts there.
All right, very good. We'll have the frivolous topic coming up next. What can we wrangle about that doesn't matter? We'll find out.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Texas Hill Country needs heavy construction equipment and cadaver dogs for the monumental search of debris piles, with a new count of missing over 170 after a wall of water swept the Guadalupe River, killing over 111 people, 27 at Camp Mystic. Texas inspectors approved the camp's emergency plan just 2 days before. A 20-foot wall of floodwater hit Ruidoso, New Mexico, devastated by wildfires last year. Three dead there. Mayor Lynn Crawford.
People have seen what's happened in Central Texas, Burn County, Kerrville, places like that, just how powerful the water is. But it just snaps some of these big concrete heads off these manholes. It goes to the sewer. It just snaps them off.
President Trump on day two of talks with Israel's prime minister on a Hamas ceasefire to free 10 living hostages. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 85 degrees. A beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Of course, we are in the Atlantic hurricane season. Santa Rosa County officials urging everybody to stay up to date with weather, especially with severe weather.
We have a tool called Alert Santa Rosa, and I think Kissimmee's got it as well in Okaloosa, but it's basically a pass-through, and you can check, like, for example, me, I put my house on it, I put my work on it, I put the UFC on it, addresses, and if there is an alert, because they've went to more of a polygon model, so you're not getting countywide blasts now. You can get, you know, specific for areas.
Okay.
And if there are any of those emergencies that hit any one of my three addresses, I get an alert on my phone.
County Administrator Brad Baker, that service is available through emergency management, and he says you can choose what notifications you want to get. It's a service that is passed, again, directly from the National Weather Service to residents. Sign up at the county website at the emergency management page. The service is also available in Escambia and in Okaloosa County. Motorcyclist was hurt after a crash on 9th and Creighton yesterday. Officials say it appeared a taxi turned in front of the bike and caused the collision. The rider was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver was not hurt. Well, potential Blue Angels team members are in Pensacola this week for final interviews and as part of the team selection process. It's a competitive process that draws both officers and enlisted personnel from across the Navy and the Marines. Following a series of interviews, social events, and evaluations, the current Blue Angels officers will select who joins the team for next year. Senator Rick Scott making the case for President Trump to win a Nobel Peace Prize. Scott wrote a piece yesterday in the Washington Times praising Trump for bombing Iran. He wrote that the global community has begun to recognize that decision is pivotal to bring peace to the Middle East. Scott says he believes more people will be recognizing how strategic that was here in the near future. Well, we're about a month away now from students returning to the classroom across Northwest Florida. And when they do, cell phones won't be allowed in classrooms. That's thanks to a new state law banning phones from K-8 classrooms. School districts all across Northwest Florida are preparing to implement that new policy.
Phones must be turned off and they must be stored. They cannot be seen at school or used at school during the instructional day.
And that is Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa County School Superintendent, who tells Channel 3 that she thinks with this particular law, the legislature got it right. Some parents have expressed concerns about not being able to reach their kids in case of an emergency, but Barber says, no worry, you can still call the school's front office and they'll get you in contact with your child. The law doesn't affect high school students quite as much. They can still have their phones and use them for some instructional purposes. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Highway 90, 98 are all looking good. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful but hot day today. Temperatures near 92 degrees for your high. 30% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 84 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 9 o'clock in breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Markets are up today. The Dow's up 214 points, 44,454. S&P up 32 and a half points at 62,58. NASDAQ up 149 points at 25,67. 10-year bond rate down just a bit, 4.381%. Gold prices down 11.10 at 33,06.20. Silver is down 12 cents, 36,63. And looking at the crypto market, we are up there. The Bitcoin's up 552 at 109,417. Ethereum's up $48. Solana's up $2. Dogecoin up about 0.3 cents. And XRP is up 6 cents for today. Minutes from the Federal Reserve's May meeting are set to be released today. And they'll offer some more detail on the central bank's thinking on interest rates as they move forward. The last rate announcement left things unchanged, despite pressure from President Trump to lower interest rates. An appeals court throwing out a rule that was supposed to make it easier to cancel subscriptions for streaming services. The Federal Trade Commission's Click to Cancel rule was announced in 2024 with the goal of making it just as easy to cancel something as it is to enroll. Was set to take effect in a few days, but the court on Tuesday said the agency hadn't done a proper regulatory analysis of the rule. Well, Amazon sellers, some of them anyway, are scaling back their Prime Day discounts, blaming tight margins and rising costs from President Trump's tariffs. Bloomberg reported that third-party sellers, who account for about 60% of Amazon's inventory, are offering fewer discounts for Prime Day this year. Sellers tell Bloomberg they see this Prime Day as a test of consumer demand. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is one of those part twos. This is one of those, sequels, follow-ups. We were talking about something recently, and then this is the follow-up conversation to that. It kind of came up at the time, like, oh, we should. And I think this one we didn't actually bring up on the air. I think more John, you and I mind-melded and realized, oh, that'd be a good question for later. So the question we had been talking about was how you dress inside your house after work, you know, formal, casual, do you change, all that kind of stuff. Which, if you start to take this question a little bit more seriously, it comes to another question. And the question of the day is, I can't believe we're going to talk about this. Is it right or wrong to walk around your house in your underwear?
Oh, my goodness.
Because you know people do.
Mm-hmm.
You may have family members. You might be the family member. 437-1620. I'll just start with the panel. John?
Start with the panel. Here we go.
Is it weird or fine to walk? And I suppose there's next level, which is without the underwear, but okay,
whoa,
anyway.
Whoa.
I'm just, it's your house. Your house is your house, you know? Is it normal or weird to walk around the house in your underwear? 437-1620.
It's weird if your kids are there, mm-hmm. but it's not if they're not.
If the kids aren't there and it's...
Cause, who's going to tell? I mean, yeah, you know.
You see each other in all kinds of...
Already. I
mean, yeah, it's no mystery.
Yeah, nothing new there.
What are you covering up for, right?
Right.
All right. So, but if the kids are around, it's weird.
Oh, yes. Oh, for sure.
Okay. Meg, go ahead. 437-1620.
I'm debating in my mind if this is a guy thing or a gal thing, because when I think about it, I mean, most of the women I know, I mean, you might be getting dressed and be in your underwear, but I don't know very many women that I'm aware of, myself included, that wander around the house in my underwear. But now men love to walk around in their boxer shorts.
It's called freedom.
Oh. They just love to walk around in their I don't know what that's about. The more power to you. If you're comfortable, fine. But I think it's that there might be that. And then it's a class thing, too. I think it's like, are you in a trailer or are you...
Oh, wow. Meg went there.
Or are you...
I lived in a trailer for a while.
Nice hotel. I mean, it's sort of a... Yeah, but I mean, because those folks wear their underwear to Walmart.
But that
well,
is true.
Yeah.
So I mean, see,
can't really
I'm
argue
not that,
with that.
Far
no,
off the beam.
You're not wrong about that.
Thank you.
I will say, okay, somebody, first text we got in here says, she texted twice. I'm pretty sure 99.9% of women do not walk around in their underwear. I believe most of us dress comfortable and probably not a bra. We talked about that before. But if women don't walk around the house in underwear, that's why the men are frustrated.
Oh, my God.
And now it's Andrew's turn. Andrew, what are your feelings on this topic?
Because that's what they were always hoping for. This
there's
is what marriage
so
I know. That's what marriage
so
is supposed
so much
to
I
be.
Could say. And there's
no,
a...
No, but this is such a... This is. Let me talk in the abstract for the second.
I'm closing my lips, biting my tongue.
Your wife doesn't want to see you walking around in you know, your skivvies.
Why not?
Okay. Yeah. she doesn't. And that's why she thinks it's weird. And the husband is like, why won't you? Because that's exactly what he wants to see
exactly.
His wife walking around in. Anyway, I think it's weird. It's a little weird. And especially around kids, you know, like for example, my wife would tell you if she were here, she would say, we have three boys. I'm not walking around, you know, I'm
good
dressing.
Good for her. Yeah. Good for her.
Because they're boys and
Stephanie.
They're teenagers and they're, who?
I'm sorry, what's your voice stamp? That was Stephanie.
It's not.
What is it?
You're going to get me in trouble.
No,
Danielle.
I'm sorry, Danielle. Y'all, you know who somebody else is that's, I know on the show.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, I shouldn't say.
Wait till the kids are gone.
See, they're
I have a family member.
You do?
A close family member.
Is it you?
A male family member who's not me.
Okay.
Who is much more...
Open?
Liberated.
Open?
Yeah.
I want to say open.
Forthcoming?
Do you think it's a function of age, too? Because I think...
Old men?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Tons. They just don't care.
It's...
Right? Am I right about this? Grandpa running around?
Grandpa is the culprit.
Thank you.
I mean, generally speaking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not wrong about that, right?
Right. Okay. And, I mean, it is wrong, but you're not wrong in saying they do it.
Correct. Well, I mean...
I will tell you, so...
I mean, it's your house. You can do whatever the heck you want.
More to come in just a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Speaking of flowing smoothly. I know. If you need to buy or sell a home, Christine Leavenworth, I'm sure she's hating me that I bring her up in this conversation. No, but she's a great real estate agent. I mean, and she has a great team around her. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that, over 200 the last couple of years before that, when it was a lot easier. I mean, when it was like the market was crazy. And the point is, they have experience. Every week, they're closing three and a half, four deals. They know what's normal. They know what you can ask for, what you can't ask for. They know if somebody else asks you for, you can say no or yes. You have to do that, whatever. Because you sell a house, what, once every 5, 10 years, maybe 20 years? And they sell a house every day, every other day, you know, again and again and again. So they know what's normal. And they can help you figure it out, especially in Florida where we have all these crazy rules and storms and insurance. And, you know, what do you do nowadays when somebody says, well, your roof is 12 years old. You got to replace it. Do I? Well, they'll tell you. I mean, that's the point. They know what's normal. 786-3996 for Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinke Realty. All right, back to the conversation of the day. Is it weird or normal to walk around your own home in your underwear? I will tell you what, just general observation. Can we all agree about this? If you keep the blinds open, put some damn clothes on inside your house.
Depends.
Because when you're walking around like we do walks at night, and it's not a problem in our neighborhood, but I've seen it, you know, and the lights are on in your house and the windows are wide open and you're just walking around in your whatevers. Like, what's wrong with you? Don't you? Uh-oh, John.
No, I'm just like, okay.
Are you a window presenter?
No. No, but I'm just
shopper?
Like.
There are other names for
that. I can't help, you know.
A voyeur.
There are other names.
An exhibitionist.
Thank you.
Hey, I can pay for it.
Okay, so Nathan says it's absolutely okay to walk around your house in your underwear. In fact, leave the blinds open when you do. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
There we go.
It's my house. I do what I want.
Freedom.
Empty nesters. Bruce says it's okay. Mom, empty nester, no. That's funny. Let's see. Somebody says I walk around my house in my underwear if it's just my husband or if I'm by myself.
There you go.
So as a house clothes wearer, I don't know what term you would use, but you ever, I don't know, something weird happens. You're getting ready for the shower and you realize you forgot something. You got to walk out in the room and you're not wearing as much. It always feels awkward to me. It always feels like you're doing something wrong. Even inside your own home, it always feels wrong to me. By the way, no, I'll save that for later. Let's see. It's not normal, somebody says, but it's not weird. It's just a little bit uncouth. Oh.
There you go.
I mean,
good
that's
word.
That's worse than being weird. if it's my house and my kids are grown and gone, my neighbors want to admire my house from the outside and they catch me walking through the house, well, lucky them.
I know, right?
If your wife is having a Tupperware party, I would say no. And then, of course, anybody under 40 is like, what's a Tupperware party? Okay. Many women wear nothing more than underwear at the beach, pool, or river. See, that's the funny part. Is like the same girl who wears a bikini at the beach would never dream of wearing, you know, a nightgown at home many times. Well, different contexts. I mean, you know, you'd wear it to the beach, but you wouldn't wear it to Walmart. Probably. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
What you wear to the beach around here is a whole other topic.
That's its own name. No, you're right about that. My wife, Jim says, my wife would walk around in a t-shirt and boy shorts, then put on the heater because she's cold. That's funny. I live alone. I do what I want, but I prefer to wear clothes in case something catastrophic happens and then I have to run outside in a hurry. That's like the old, you know, your mom says, did you change your underwear today? Because what happens if you're in a wreck? And then they... Well, if I'm in a wreck, it won't be... Anyway, so somebody says, I live alone... Oh, I did that. if it's the time of day to be wearing clothes, then yes, I feel pretty slobbish walking around the house and next to nothing. But I love it when my wife does. I'm 70, not an issue. Yes, see? Let me do my marital advice. Every man in the known universe will not complain if you walk around the house in your underwear, ladies. I'm just, there it is. John, am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're 100% right.
So men and women are different.
Very.
So Greg says, I prefer people to just knock on my door and say, thank you.
So or at least leave
people
a,
come
leave
to the door.
Tip.
That's funny. Well, leave a tip. Let's see. Where's the excuse me? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. let them do what they want. Why are you peeping in windows, people's windows at night? I'm not peeping. I just have
you're
good
just walking.
Peripheral vision. Somebody says, total freedom is what I advocate for. No, the one thing I will say to kind of close off the topic is,
Yeah, we know.
Didn't mean it. Okay. I will say this. Nothing makes you feel more naked than being naked and putting on a pair of shoes.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's the 2025 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach. And you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in on Friday at 2. And then on Saturday starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team. Plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWherter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction, Buggy Works, Marine Max, Patriotic Paving, and Gulf Coast Air Tours.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
So we don't like to normally carry the frivolous topic over, but I will say this. One thing we were talking about off the air in the question of, you know, wearing underwear in the house or not is, like, you know, wearing a towel, like when you're getting out of the shower or something. Isn't it weird you feel more exposed wearing, like, just underwear than you would? Like, wearing a towel is kind of like, okay. I don't know. It's just, it's odd, but there it is. What was the text that we had, a follow-up text that was hilarious? Now I wish I can't remember what it was, so Oh, well. 437-1620. Sorry to tease you like that. 437-1620. Oh, new health study says kids are unhealthy.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird how all of these changes in
mind blown
health and psychology and psychiatric health and social behavior all seem to go back to when we got an iPhone. You know, it's odd, like, over the last... I mean, not specifically the iPhone, but smartphones, you know, the advent of modern technology, the internet and social media and everything's on your phones. And all of a sudden, it's like our whole society changed. Huh. Like kids don't go out and play anymore. They play their video games inside and they don't socialize anymore. And, you know, they just aren't healthy anymore. And it's weird.
Mind just, is blown just, this morning.
Weird. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 southbound as you approach Nine Mile Road. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, the person who texted me the funny text actually texted me. It was me with the funny text because they said, I learned the hard way about what to wear inside the house when I was cooking bacon one time, and now I just wear clothes.
Oh!
Ow!
Yeah, and then there's that.
Yikes.
That's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. This is kind of an interesting... We have not had time to talk about this. You remember a little while back I told you that the Trump administration is putting in place these... not putting in place, they were going to be a little bit more emphatic about enforcing the rule that says truckers have to speak English. There's a rule that's a longstanding rule that truckers have to... It's partially so that you can obey the signs. It's partially so that you can communicate in an emergency or if there's been a collision, you know, whatever. There's reasons for the rule. But the basic rule is that, you know, truckers, which... Many truckers speak Spanish, but they need to be bilingual, right? And there's actually instructional schools out there to teach truckers who don't speak English how to speak enough English in order to be, you know, safely, you know, doing what they need to do. And now the Trump administration, Department of Transportation, is calling for enhanced inspections to determine if commercial motor vehicle operators can reply to questions asked them, for example, by law enforcement, directions given to them in English, as well as understanding highway traffic signs and electronic message boards, all of which are key forms of communication with them or to them. Truckers who learned English as a second language are concerned they may lose their jobs if they make a mistake or speak with a heavy accent under questioning. And again, this is not a new rule. This is a little bit more enforcement of the longstanding rule. Actually, to get a CDL, you have to pass a written test and be able to name parts of the bus or truck in English. You have to talk about the tire inflation, tread depth, lug nuts, coolants, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, very interesting to think about that. And then to think about, well, what does this mean for the trucking community? What does this mean for the availability of truckers? In the past, some drivers, I guess, have used like translation devices to help communicate with federal inspectors because those are pretty sophisticated these days. The updated policy bars the use of interpreter smartphones, cue cards, or other aids during interviews. And of course, there's fears about being discriminated against and so forth. But it's an interesting news story. It's an interesting policy shift. And it, as many things, I'm kind of waiting to see how it all plays out, really. 858 News Radio 92.3. If you are seeing the bugs at your home, and who isn't? I mean, they're all over, right? You've got cockroaches, you've got spiders, you've got ants, you may have, gosh, I don't know, snakes or rodents or worse. What's worse? Well, I don't know. It could be what's at your house. Anyway, NSEC, they can take care of all of that stuff. Thoroughly inspect whatever you tell them is going on. They'll give you a free estimate. It's free to have them come out and look. You know, no cost to figure out the cost. And then once they're there, they identify, target, and eliminate common household pests, roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, mosquitoes, with guaranteed results on time, safely, plus with documentation before, during, and after. Number of different plans. And for a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. There are some restrictions, so see the contract for details. Again, estimates are totally free. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says some of the reasons kids aren't healthy these days are that we aren't doing from scratch cooking in season. Well, that's true, too. I mean, there's the what we're eating, right? That's the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stuff. Like, and he's not the only one. It's not, it's partially not going outside and exercising, being inside. It's partially the changes in behavior with kids, the hovering helicopter parents. And it certainly is partially the way we eat and the level of nutrition that we get. So these are, I mean, those are all, you know, concerns worth mentioning. Hey, coming up on, let's see, today the Blues already did their circle and arrival, or they're kind of in the middle of it, I guess, right now. Maybe they're done. I think they're done by now. But tomorrow you get the Blue Angels early day performance, the practice performance at 2. So you can see the Blues, but nothing else. Full day dress rehearsal tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. going through the Blues until 3:45. And then Saturday is the official real show. I'll be on the air from noon to 2 with Greg McWhorter. Listen at News Radio 92.3 in your boat down the way.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9.